We're going to talk now about the Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. The Kingdom Branch are hosting their Valentine's Puppy Day fundraiser at the Meadowlands Hotel in Tralee on Friday, February the 13th. These are vital fundraisers and vital funds to support the work of the Guide Dogs for the Blind. And with me to talk about this, we have Darrow Kaneda, who is a service user, his new dog, Mr. Quips, Tom O'Brien and Anna Lynch as well from the Kerry branch. Good morning to all of you and thanks for joining us in the programme. Darrow, good morning to you. Good to talk to you again.
How are we getting on? How are things?
Very good, very good. Tell me about Mr. Quips.
So myself and Mr. Quips were matched just under a year ago, so we're still in our very important 12 months together, because even though you get matched and everything's brilliant, you're matched perfectly, the first 12 months are incredibly important because you're getting to know each other. It's a partnership. So It's just incredibly important. But no, he's absolutely fantastic. He's a ball of energy, ball of entertainment. But at the end of the day, he gives me the independence I need. He keeps me safe when I'm out and about. He makes sure that I can walk around Tralee safely. To be honest, like that, at the end of the day, That is the most important thing. He keeps me safe.
Does he represent independence?
Exactly.
He does.
He does. It is a lifeline. Having a guide dog is an absolute lifeline.
Yeah, absolutely vitally important. And you know and you see the work that's done and the training that goes in as well, Dara, to make all this happen for people all over the country.
Yeah, so Quips is like, he's my third guide dog, and I got my first guide dog in 2011, and it's unbelievable. Quips is actually here beside me now. He's wanting attention. He doesn't know why everyone's talking about him but not to him. He's a gas dog, but it is incredibly important. Like, all of my friends up and down the country who have guide dogs will tell you the exact same thing. Their lives completely changed that the moment that they got the good news, the wonderful news, that a dog has been matched to them, and that the next step is training. It is one of the most amazing, undescribable feelings in the world.
That's amazing, yeah. Anna Lynch, good morning to you. You're
a volunteer
fundraiser in Education Speaker. You see that work that goes on, it takes money, it takes fundraising, and that's what tomorrow is all about, or Friday, I should say, is all about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We do what we do because basically the organisation, it costs €5 million a year, roughly, to keep the organisation going. So a huge amount of that comes through legacies, but also through fundraising. So there's a group of us here in Kerry. We started out in called the Tralee branch. We're now expanding. We're called the Kingdom branch of Irish Guide Dogs for the Blind. And we do an enormous amount of fundraising, raising awareness. That's my part where I go to schools and give awareness talks, schools or anywhere else that requests them. And we've a huge team of volunteers, be they volunteer puppy trainers or brood holders. We actually, last weekend, the most recent litter of guide dog puppies was born out in Kiel, Castlemaine, a litter of 8. And the most amazing thing about this litter is their mom, who is called Walnut. Walnut's mom and auntie live in camp, and their mom is Nora, and she also is with her owner, Catherine Geary, in camp. So those puppies that were born last weekend have their great-grandmother still alive here in
Kerry. My God.
So it's something
amazing.
That's been going on for years, and it's just fantastic to be a part of it, really. So our fundraiser on Friday night is, well, for the volunteers, it's kind of our main celebration for the year. But it is also a fantastic fundraiser. And this year we're celebrating 50 years of Irish Guide Dogs in Ireland.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's an extra special one on Friday night. Very much so.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Tom O'Brien, good morning to you. Look,
good morning,
tell me a bit about, I suppose, Friday night and what it does for people. What it does for the organisation, I suppose. to do what Anya's talking about there.
Yeah, well, we feel like it's payback for all the volunteers and all the dog walkers and puppy minders and everything else. So they have their great night out. Plus, it gives a insight to people that come along tonight just how much work is involved. We're just the band, right? We've been with the lads for a couple of years. And I would like to actually thank all the guys in the band who, no problem, give their nights endlessly for the cause, like, so you'd and it's quite a band of legends. You've John Brown, Dobbs O'Brien, you've Mossy Shays with us this week, and you have Paul Dolan, and on the drums is Mass O'Connor from Listowel, and then we've got this incredible musician who's played with us for about the last 6 months now. He's from Croatia. He plays the piano called Incretion. He's living out in Milltown, and he's a lovely guy, and he is absolutely a gem to play with. And, you know, I just do the calling the shots on the stage and giving out spot prizes. And I wanted to be the judge of the best dressed men, but
no, not going to happen, Tomo.
Yeah.
No. Not going to happen. We have.
You can't give it yourself, Tomo. You can't give it yourself.
I'm going to correct Tomo there. It's best dressed person. So this is a new one we've added in this year, Jerry. And we have a very special guest, Don O'Neill, who will be there on the night.
Oh, brilliant.
And he's going to give a prize to who he considers the best dressed person. Can I also say
that's fantastic,
the wonderful Kerry Rose Laura Daly will be there at 7:30 on Friday night, and she will be performing one of her dances for us. And this is really special for us because back when we had our very first puppy dance fundraiser in the Meadowlands Hotel, who by the way have been unbelievable to us, absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. This is our 8th year with them, and I just couldn't fault anything. But back when we had our very first one, I had seen Laura dance, perform at another event, and I was so impressed by her, I got her phone number, and I rang her before that event, and she was only a teenager at that stage, and she came along and she performed a beautiful dance for us at our very first fundraiser dance. And now she's coming on Friday night as the Kerry Rose. I'm going to do the same thing, and I just think it's just wonderful to have that. It's very special for us.
That's
on Friday
night.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking about it. It's the Meadowlands Hotel on Friday night. The Irish God Dogs for the Blind is the Kingdom Branch. Yeah. You can find out more information if you want to get involved, be a puppy raiser or a volunteer. Go to guidedogs.ie and click on the local branch details there. You can donate as well. Dara, Tomo and Anna, thanks so much for talking to me on the programme this morning about that, and good luck with Friday night. Dara Kaneda, Tomo O'Brien and Anna Lynch there with the Irish Guide Dogs. If